Time now for the original Big Band Serenade with your host, Dennis Humphrey.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome once again to another Big Band Serenade. This is Dennis Humphrey, your host and your guide as we travel back in time, back to the best of the Big Band era. Friends, and welcome once again to the Big Band Serenade. Did you guess who our featured artist is for this week? Well, she was absolutely known as the champagne of big band singers. Well, the opening selection is the You and Me that used to be. She was born Teresa Anna Marie Stable, but her stage name was Dolly Dawn. She was one of the most influential and successful vocalists of the 1930s and 1940s. And became a big band leader in the repurposed George Hall Orchestra, known now as Dolly Dawn and the Dawn Patrol. A member of George Hall's Hotel Taft Orchestra, she appeared daily on CBS radio broadcasts from the grill room of the Hotel Taft. George Hall had a successful orchestra from 1926 through 1940. But the group's biggest attraction proved to be the vibrant vocalist Dolly Dawn, who was only a teenager when she joined them in 1935. While searching for a stage name, she met Harriet Mencken, a columnist for the New York Journal American newspaper. Mencken suggested, "Well, you're as dimpled as a dolly and as fresh as dawn. What about Dolly Dawn?" Dawn she chose. She had a very close relationship with George Hall and his wife. Dawn later explained, Since I was a minor, I was not allowed to perform in New York City without a legal guardian. And since my parents lived in New Jersey, somebody else had to become my legal guardian. So Mr. and Mrs. George Hall stepped in to fill the requirement, and I started to study with a private tutor so I wouldn't miss going to school. In fact, Hall came to believe that his band had more potential with Dawn fronting it. Therefore, on July 4th, 1941, at the Roseland Ballroom in New York City, he officially turned over the group to her and stayed on as their manager. Well, let's take a break from the narration and listen to You're a Sweetheart, which was Dolly Dawn and the Dawn Patrol's most successful hit in 1938. This song was the title song for the 1931 Universal musical starring George Murphy and Alice Faye. The tune fit Dolly like a glove, rapidly becoming a signature song for her. Let's listen to a follow-up hit, Who Blew Out the Flame, 1938.
happened to the love in your heart? Darling, suddenly, how shadowy the world became. Who blew out the flame? You kindle the spark. But then you left me here alone in the dark. For without your love, the stars above won't shine the same. Who blew out the
flame. She was masterful when it came to selling a song, and while a teenager in 1936, I'll Stand By, which hit the charts on the Bluebird label as Dolly Dawn and her Dawn Patrol. First recording was in New York City, July 12, 1935, on the Bluebird label. The tune is called Weatherman. Thank you. Well, that was the 19-year-old Dolly Dawn. She was recording songs every year. In April of 1936, she recorded our next selection, It's a Sin to Tell a Lie. In 1937, she had a hit on the Bluebird label, What Will I Tell My Heart?
But what will I tell my heart?
tell my heart. When I smile to hide all the tears inside, what an ache it will bring. Then I'll wander home to a telephone that forgot how to ring. Oh, I could say you'll soon be back here to fool the whole town, maybe smart. And I'll tell them you'll soon be back, dear. Oh, but what will I do? And what will I say? And what will I tell my heart?
Let's listen to another hit from Dolly Dawn and her Dawn Patrol, Blossoms on Broadway, recorded September the 15th, 1937. Dawn Patrol continued to put out hits. 1938, they released How'd You Like to Love Me?
Love me on the level, oh, how'd you like to miss me like the devil?
hits continued, and in 1939 they released Where Has My Little Dog Gone? As I mentioned earlier, in 1941, Hall publicly turned over the band's leadership to Dolly. Dolly Dawn and her Dawn Patrol, they kept on playing locally and recording and continued to release one hit after another until March of 1942, when they were grounded by the realities of World War II. With America's entry into the war, many of the best musicians were suddenly drafted. But before the band broke up, they released Moonlight Cocktail. Now, you may remember this as an original Glenn Miller tune from 1942.
Couple of jiggers of moonlight and add a star, four in the blue of a June night and one guitar, mix in a couple of dreamers and there you are. Lovers hail the moonlight cocktail. Now add a couple of flowers, a drop of dew. Stir for a couple of hours till dreams come true. As to the number of kisses, it's up to you. Moonlight cocktails need a few. The summer breeze, serve it in the starlight underneath the tree. You'll discover tricks like these are sure to make your moonlight cocktail please. Follow the simple directions and they will bring life of another complexion where you'll be king. You will awake in the morning and start to sing. Moonlight cocktails are the things.
reflections, and they will bring life of another complexion where you be king. You will awake in the morning and start to sing.
Well, in 1942, she turned solo, playing nightclubs and theaters, but never reached the heights that it had with George Hall's orchestra and Dolly Dawn and the Dawn Patrol. She had 7 wonderful years with George Hall and his orchestra and the Dawn Patrol. She's no longer with us. She passed away in 2002 at the age of 84. Well, I hope that you enjoyed the show, looking back at Dolly Dawn and the Dawn Patrol, one of the first female band leaders. She was a great songwriter, and she'll be remembered by all of those of you who listen to the Big Band Serenade. If you have any comments, you can leave them at rmcomments@gmail.com. Don't forget to look at the link in your show notes, and you can listen to the Big Band Serenade on web radio. Going to close with a wonderful tune from 1939, Goody Goodbye Shine.
Goodbye.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.